The big issues for the Pacific are sharks and rays, and in particular two species of shark that are being proposed for listing by Sri Lanka and the Maldives, and that's silky shark and three species of thresher sharks. But of special interest to the Pacific is that Fiji, following its successful lobbying to list nine species of mobula rays, which are the next size down from the huge manta rays, has now brought that to the CITES Conference of Parties and is proposing that they all get listed on Appendix 2, which means that export permits will be required to export them and any receiving country will require an import permit. And they've received a remarkable number of co-sponsors for this. They've got 52 co-sponsors, which we actually think might well be a record in CITES history. So they're the big issues for the Pacific, but of course the meeting's in South Africa and there will be a lot of attention on some of those large land mammals in Africa, especially elephants and lions, which look as though they're going to be probably the most controversial issues of the conference, although we expect quite a few countries to oppose both the sharks and the rays resolution on the grounds that CITES should really not be involved in fish species, that's the role of regional fisheries management organisations.
So there is obviously the potential for complications, shall we say, at the main conference in South Africa next month. But on the question of why the shark species that you mentioned and the rays are a part of this international trade in endangered species, I mean, the sharks, I presume, have been taken for their fins, are they, or for some other reason?
No, largely for their fins. I think one of the reasons that a lot of organisations started lobbying CITES to look at sharks was because they felt that regional fisheries management organisations had not acted firmly enough to protect sharks. And certainly in the Pacific, we have some cases of sharks in the open ocean that have declined to very small fractions of their abundance only 25, 30 years ago.
Shark finning, of course, is a controversial issue. I imagine no problem agreeing that something needs to be done as far as the Pacific countries are concerned. But, of course, once you get into the international arena, it's a very different ball game, isn't it? There will be those that will, I guess, defend the process of shark finning.
Well, I don't know whether people these days actually defend shark finning, but I think the main argument will be this is not the business of CITES, it's the business of fisheries organisations. That's what the UN established them to do, that's what they should be doing, and of course if they were doing it effectively, then perhaps there wouldn't be so much support within CITES for this. But with the mobula rays, it's a slightly different issue. As you probably know, shark fin soup is essentially a luxury dish in North Asia, and it's the gill plate of the large rays, which are dried and then exported mainly to North Asia, where they're used as a traditional Chinese medicine that perhaps isn't quite as traditional as many others. We're not sure that it goes back much further than a few decades. But certainly the result in terms of both coastal communities and pelagic fishing vessels targeting the large rays has been a pretty catastrophic decline in populations in several areas. And because all nine species have gill rays that look very similar when they're dried, the only way we can actually effectively protect them all is to go for a blanket listing of all the mobula species.
Is there effectively a black market in these species in the Pacific? Is that part of the problem, or is it simply a case that the Pacific Islands don't have the facilities and the necessary manpower to police their waters and prevent these creatures from being taken?
Well, of course, until they actually get listed on CITES appendix, it's perfectly legal to take them, unless they're protected under domestic legislation. Currently, there is no international legislation that's binding to protect mobula rays. They are listed on the Convention on Migratory Species, but that only binds the signatories to CMS, none of whom are involved in trading them.
Is there, though,
so
a bit... I was just going to ask, is there a business element for the Pacific countries involved here? I mean, will some people be in the Pacific be irritated if the law is changed in the way you would wish?
Probably not that many in the Pacific. There may be others, but of course, in terms of the business for the Pacific, these animals are great ecotourism attractions. You know, we know of several places in Fiji, French Polynesia, where going to see sharks and swim with sharks and manta rays and mobula rays generate tens of millions of dollars every year in tourist revenues, and they are becoming increasingly an important tourist attraction.
Do you believe that if the changes that you've talked about are made, that, the Pacific countries would have the ability to, police the situation efficiently? Because they've certainly shown in recent times that perhaps the fisheries bodies now have more teeth than maybe they've had in the past.
Well, that's true. But what's really important, of course, is to make sure that you have good compliance. And so SPREP has been involved in helping to train customs officials in Fiji in how to identify those fins of those sharks that are on CITES lists, so that if they find a shipment, they can seize it if they don't have the documentation. And we're planning to roll that training out for other countries, particularly Kiribati, which, as you probably know, has an exclusive economic zone the size of India. So it's really important to get the customs officials and the environment and fisheries officials all properly trained up and skilled and able to do this work. And of course, with DNA testing these days, you can be pretty confident about correct identification. But you're right, it does take concerted effort, and it does take all governments to be on side. But the good news so far is that nearly all the CITES, Pacific CITES parties, have actually co-sponsored the Mobula Ray resolution.